Here's what's coming up on today's show.
So really the main thought or idea here is to kind of share some of that knowledge and hopefully, you know, the folks listening get an idea or two and they want to try implementing it.
When it comes to creative branding, digital marketing, and lead generation, Steve Sharp of Sharp Digital Marketing can make it look easy. On this podcast, we'll give you an inside look into the work and considerations that are needed in order to craft an effective marketing campaign. This is the Sharp Side of Marketing with Steve Sharp.
Well, welcome in. Glad to have you on the first episode of the Sharp Side of Marketing. I'm Ben George. He's Steve Sharp. Steve, great to have you. First podcast. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy our relationship with you guys. So,
yeah, and I'm over at Third Wheel Media, so you probably, if you worked with Steve, you might have worked with us and vice versa. We cross paths a lot, but we want to start this podcast to really kind of shine the light on what Steve does and just kind of present an opportunity for clients and even prospects too, to just learn more about what you do, Steve. And I know we'll get into a lot of the marketing stuff along the way as we kind of go through this. And I think we're going to start off with one show a month, so we'll kind of ease into it. But today what I want to do is really just kind of get to know you a little bit more. So anybody that kind of finds this podcast or wants to kind of get an idea of who you are, what your business does, and then, you know, what we want to accomplish in this podcast along the way. So a little getting to know you episode to kick things off.
Yeah, sounds great.
Perfect. All right, so we'll kick off again. A little background on you first. And for anybody that's just finding the show, hadn't been to Steve's website, just jot this down for us at sharpdigitalmarketing.com. Everything you need to know will be found on the website. But to start off a little background, Steve, your business, tell us a little bit more about it, kind of what you do, just kind of high level your day-to-day.
Yeah, absolutely. The business name is Sharp Digital Marketing, but honestly, really we're implementers is what we are. So a lot of financial advisors out there, they have a lot of goals and targets that they want to hit. They just don't know how to get there. And that's where we step in. We help them from, you know, branding to marketing to automatic, you know, nurturing and even, you know, internal workflows and, you know, what happens from meeting with a client and taking an application or moving a, you know, an account over. We help them kind of streamline that and, you know, really automate their business.
Yeah, and I like the term implementer. I think that's pretty spot on. And I know you work a lot, too, with people that we produce podcasts for at Third Wheel, where, you know, you kind of help them when they get that listener and somebody comes and signs up and goes to their website. You help capture that person, too, and then kind of take them through that process, too. So I know there's a lot that you kind of have your hands on and helping advisors get more efficient. Do you work only with advisors? Do you have other clients?
You know, actually, I do. So right now we work with 137 different advisors or FMOs across the country, and we're exclusive to financial advisors. It's kind of what I cut my teeth on, and, you know, I enjoy working with them. They're very hungry, I like to put it. They have a lot of stuff they want to get done, and that's where we kind of where we thrive. And now, you know, some advisors have additional businesses, and we'll help them, you know, whenever we can on that too. I mean, that's kind of the benefit of the partnership with us is we really, you know, however you need us to help, if it's in the financial advisory practice, if it's, you know, I've got a client that rents a bunch of properties out through Airbnb and stuff like that. And we've automated their entire like check-in and check-out and all this stuff, just saving him, you know, a ton of time to where he's able to, you know, look at maybe starting a third business. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we get this question a lot too, because when you work strictly with financial advisors, people are like, well, how did you even get started with just financial?
Sure.
Like it's a very unique niche, right? So
it
I'm
is.
Curious to your answer and how you got into working just strictly with advisors.
Yeah, well, so I'm in Iowa, and you know, when you live in Iowa, you're either in farming or insurance, the way it works. So we've got a lot of big big dogs here. We're home to like American Equity and Principal and Equitrust. There's just tons of, you know, big insurance and financial institutions here. And so back in 2000, you know, was currently working for an amusement game manufacturer right out of college. I was the art director for them. And anyways, this financial marketing organization, FMO, had got my name from a printer that I used. And they were looking for a creative to come in, help them out. So they reached out to me. And to be honest with you, they were located about an hour away. And I really did not feel like commuting, you know, 2 hours every day. But I was newly married and the missus wanted me to at least hear them out. And so I literally showed up in the interview in a pair of jeans and a hooded sweatshirt because I did not want the job, right? And I was very, very casual, very laid back, very direct with the owner who was interviewing me. And to my dismay, pretty much offered me the job on the spot for pay that I thought was insane. So I couldn't pass it up and ended up working for them for a little over a decade. And in fact, that same gentleman that hired me actually helped me kind of get Sharp Digital Marketing off the ground originally. And he was a partner of mine for about a year before I bought him out.
And how long have you been in business now?
Since 2014. So about 8 years now.
Yep. That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great story. And it's really interesting with life, right? When you look back and you're like, man, it all makes sense, right? In retrospect.
Right.
But like at the time, like you said, you're wearing a hooded sweatshirt and not wanting the job. And now here we are, you know, in 2022 and successful business and everything's working out well. So I love to see that. Quickly, what do you enjoy most about working with your clients in this relationship that you build with these guys in these ways?
Yeah. So a lot of vendors, you know, in our industry, in the financial services industry, and especially on the marketing side, you know, it's very transactional. And that's like the exact opposite of how we operate, you know, because the way we're set up, it's very relationship driven. And I think that's what I like about working with our clients is they're all a little different, but they all have similar goals. And, you know, I feel like establishing that relationship with them helps us better understand their goals, their brand, and, you know, helps us ultimately get them where they want to go.
That's awesome. All right. So let's shift gears a little bit. Talk about you personally and just a little bit more about your background, just away from work. What's one thing, it can be anything, that you want people to know about Steve Sharp?
Yeah. Well, so one of the main reasons why I started the business and I kind of wanted to get out of the corporate world was, you know, I have a special needs son. He's 18 now, but, you know, especially growing up there, you know, in his earlier years, there was tons of, you know, therapies and appointments and stuff like that. And when I was so far away from home, it just made it hard to, you know, to really be there for him and to help him out. And so a lot of what I do and why I'm set up the way I am is, you know, is for him. So, you know, I volunteer at the school. I'm one of the few parents on the board there. I help them with a lot of fundraising and stuff like that. And I tell you what, he actually goes to a school that's just specifically for all special needs kids.
Okay.
And I tell you what, man, if you're ever having a bad day, you know, go to a place like this and those kids will just make you smile.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 100% pure, sincere happiness when they smile at you. So,
yeah, it really kind of puts everything in perspective, right? Immediately.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, I was going to ask you like what you're doing typically when you're not working, but I'm assuming like it sounds like you're devoting a lot of time and a lot of energy into your son, as you know, as I would imagine any good father would do. But is there anything else that you do away from work? Any hobbies that you try to tackle?
Yeah, I've got a few, but you know, probably one of my favorite that I do with family and friends is I'm a huge duck hunter.
Okay.
I actually have the Ducks Unlimited logo tattooed on my arm.
Nice.
And you know, I was kind of a late bloomer to hunting. I grew up, you know, raised by a single parent, and my mom was not a big fan of firearms. But when I met my wife, and right before we got married, her dad, my father-in-law, was huge into hunting. I mean, he was big time. That's all he did. And, you know, he kind of opened that world to me. And I tell you what, after the first time I went duck hunting, I was hooked, man. Really? I was spending hundreds of dollars on decoys and, you know, devoting hours to learning how to call and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a huge passion of mine, and you know, very much into consuming everything we harvest and being a responsible hunter and stuff like that. So yeah, I definitely love duck hunting.
Is there good duck hunting in Iowa, or do you have to travel a little bit?
No, they're actually, so yeah, we've got one of the main flyways that the birds travel on.
And,
we get some good hunting, and, you know, and it's a lot of the advisors I work with, they hunt in some way, shape or form, whether it's, you know, deer or pheasant or whatever. And I tell you what, Iowa's got some of the best hunting for, you know, whitetail, pheasant, ducks, geese, you know, you name it. So I'm always trying to get clients to come into Iowa, because we're kind of a flyover state. but yeah, it's prime for hunting for sure.
I love that. I love that. Maybe you can convince them to come out and visit you for the duck hunting potentially.
Exactly.
I love
exactly.
It. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the podcast. That's why we're here. And that's, you know, the goal for what we want to accomplish, not only today, but moving forward, as we, you know, continue this partnership and, and try to shine the light on the work that you do. What gave you the idea to start the podcast? What did you hope to achieve from it?
Well, we work with so many different folks, and we get to see a lot of stuff that works and some stuff that doesn't work. You know, a lot of the folks we work with have various partners that they work with. And so really the main thought or idea here is to kind of share some of that knowledge, and hopefully, you know, the folks listening get an idea or two and they want to try implementing it. That's the hope.
Yeah, that is a cool thing about kind of doing this with similar people, is that, yeah, there oftentimes we do see something one place, or something, we see something work with one advisor that we want to try somewhere else, or bring that and kind of, you know, mess around with it and implement it and see if it works. And if it doesn't, you try something else. But a lot of crossover, and it's cool to kind of see that. So hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, you know, hit subscribe on it. But, you know, along the way, if you hear something that you like, feel free to follow up with Steve. Get his thoughts, pick his brain a little bit, because he's probably either seen something that you want to do or has pretty good idea of how to maybe execute it. So that's kind of what we're hoping to accomplish. So what are some of the topics then maybe that you have in mind? I know we're going to do a lot of different things here, but what do you see as like what people can expect from the show, just in terms of month to month, what we talk about?
Yeah, well, a lot of it's going to be sharing some marketing ideas, you know, ways to generate some new clients, some new business, some new revenue. We're going to also talk about ways that advisors can save some money. And, you know, whether that's taking a DIY approach, whether that's, you know, streamlining some internal processes or workflows, you know, maximizing the workforce that they have, you know, whether they're a one-man band or, you know, they've got an office of 20 to 30 employees. You know, there's always a way to get better. In fact, one of my clients and I, we really adopted the phrase Kaizen, and everything we do is to, you know, hopefully get a little better each time. And then also, you know, because we work with so many folks and a lot of them are seeing some pretty crazy success, we're going to invite them on and talk to them and maybe share some of the stuff they're doing and hopefully give some of our other clients some ideas on ways they can leverage that relationship with Sharp Digital.
Yeah, I love that. It's always great to hear kind of that firsthand account to see what worked for people and kind of what that experience is like for them. So looking forward to doing that. So it'll be a lot of fun. Again, you can find us on every major podcasting app. So wherever you like to listen, whether it be Apple or Google or Spotify, Stitcher, there's a ton of different platforms out there. But whatever you prefer, hit subscribe. We'll have a new show once a month, and we'll see. Maybe if things are going well, we got some free time. I know we're both pretty busy right now, which is a great thing. But you know, as we free time opens up, we'll try to do a little bit more and have a few more conversations. But in the meantime, you can find everything for Steve online at sharpdigitalmarketing.com. You can contact him right there through the website. Well, I'm looking forward to this, Steve. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really curious to kind of hear a lot of the things that work in your side of the business, because I know, as I said at the beginning, you know, we do the podcasting side of a lot of stuff, but a lot of the websites we work with advisors, you have a hand in. So I'm really curious to kind of hear your process, and maybe there's some things that we can do to help you out and vice versa to make our processes better.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you guys are great partners. I'm so excited, Ben. Thank you so much for having me on. And I'm looking forward to working with you on this.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for listening to this first episode of The Sharp Side of Marketing. For Steve Sharp, I am Ben George. Got a new episode coming soon. Looking forward to talking to you.